Well, first I want to thank you for sitting down with me today to do this interview. First, I want to start off with your name and the name of your business.
My name is Christopher McLaughlin, and the name of my business is Juicing.
And can you tell me a little bit about your company and how, like, you thought about this idea?
Well, my company is a all-natural organic fruits and vegetable juice bar. We also do smoothies, acai bowls. We sell ginger shots, sweetgrass shots, different type of health and wellness shots. We also do alkaline water. And we are just some brothers that came and got into the healthy lifestyle. And, you know, we just pretty much we turned our lifestyle into a business, you know.
And so how many of you is it?
As in brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the third oldest of 8 kids. We all have the same mother and father. And they pretty much call me the daddy out the family because I don't play around, I don't take no junk. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's eight of us total. You know, I love all my brothers and sisters the same. You know.
And so how long have you guys been here?
In Charlotte.
For the company?
Well, the company's been established. We've been here and opened for 6 months. We opened up for January 7th of 2019. So we've been around for 6 months and we're fresh. We're new out here in the business world, entrepreneurship. So.
And so how are you getting the word spread around about your new company?
It's pretty much been word of mouth for the most part. You know, we use the social media platform. We do use that, but the word of mouth has been the best for us so far, even though the social media is helping too, because the word of mouth led to the social media. And then how it really jumped off for us, when we first opened, I think it was within the first week it was open, some customers came in. They lived in the Highland Creek area, and they really liked what we had going on, and they said they had been looking for, you know, a good, healthy, and fresh place to come get something to, you know, whether it be to drink or eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they seen us, and they put us up on the Community Next Door app, and then everybody finally realized that we were here because they had said they had been seeing the sign for a long time and was waiting for us to open it. So that Next Door Community app, that really, you know, helped jump us off, but it's pretty much been like word of mouth.
And that's how I actually learned about word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth. I think that helps out, you know, the small businesses a lot. You know, that word of mouth thing really, you know, it really travels, especially once if the word of mouth of it is good, and then once they come in and they, you know, they get the good quality of what they're wanting, plus the customer service, you know, can't go wrong with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So you guys take turns running it here? You say like you and your siblings run it?
Just me and my brother. Brother Terry. Just we're the two that the owners of the business. But of course, you know, it's a family thing. But we're the two head holders of the foundation of the business, and you know, we bring the family along so that, you know, just in case we're not around or available, we got something else to do as far as another business venture or something for this business here, that they're able to come in and, you know, be able to run it the way it should be ran without us being here. So yeah, all the family is pretty much involved in it.
I like that you're keeping it in the family, because I know, like, in our courses, they, of course, teach us not to do it in the family.
Yeah.
So far, how's that?
Yeah, it's working good, because me and my brother, we have a very good relationship, in which all of my brothers and sisters, you know, ain't nothing perfect, you know, everything gets rocky, but we're a tight-knit family, and then me and my brother that I do it with, he's actually the baby of the family. We call him the brains of the family. You know, he's the engine that keeps everybody going and keep them on their toes and keep everybody trying to, you know, keep their brain massaging and don't get, you know, stuck and stale and complacent in the place that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the most part, it's been going good. You know, we heard the stories of, you know, doing business with family and all this and da da da. But, you know, it's just like doing business with a stranger. You never know if that's gonna work out either. But, you know, I trust my blood brother before I would trust, you know, somebody else.
Yeah, and what you're saying supports, like, we have to do interviews each course, and it supports everyone that I ask about that has been successful for them as well.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear. So, like, I know you said that this was your first business here. So what in your life has prepared you for your role?
Well, the thing that prepared me for this role in life, I've been overseas in the Middle East probably totally a good 10 years out there in the Middle East in the real desert with the real heat and all that good stuff. I was out in Kuwait. I was a government contractor for the military and the government. And I was out there and I was able to witness like the raw living, or eating the raw fresh vegetables, you know, getting raw, natural, real juice instead of buying the pasteurized juice out the store that has that 13 grams of sugar, and then they give you 23 grams of the extra diabetes sugar that's gonna, you know, take you down, that got you thinking it's good to you, but it ain't good for you. But, you know, being out there and, you know, in the Middle East and being overseas and actually going to different countries, you know, that do the, that's into the naturalness and the rawness, and getting out there and witnessing it and actually started putting it in my body myself and started seeing the results that I was getting, everything has started turning out better. You know, energy level went up, you know, skin was clear, but it just started, you know, glowing, skin started glowing, nails, you know, I can tell the difference in my body and the performance in me, you know, instead of me in the mornings getting out of the bed, rolling out of the bed, and snooze button, I done became my own alarm clock now, you know, because I have that, you know, that energy by putting that naturalness and that rawness in me. But once, you know, did doing my research, because, you know, you have to research our own. I think that's what we lack a lot now in the day. We just believe everything that we hear and just think and run with it, which it don't work like that. You know, just because something worked for your body or my body, that don't mean it's going to work for so and so body. So you still have to research and read, you know, for yourself. But being out there and getting, you know, to witness and getting to put that naturalness in my body and seeing how much different that it was and how much better I was feeling and stuff, that what drove us to, you know, doing the juice bar and just seeing, you know, the results and being active and, you know, working out with it, you know, really knowing that, you know, what you're putting in your body is actually what you're going to get out of your body. So you put a bunch of, you know, garbage and trash in the body, you're going to feel like, look like garbage and trash. So, you know, you are going to feel and look like what you put in your body. And so, you know, that tuned it up. And then got my brother that I do the juice bar with, Terry, got him into doing it. And then it worked out perfect because he graduated from Winston-Salem State University in 2014 with a degree in nutrition, exercise, science, sports medicine. So that all played into everything we was already, you know, wanting to do. By him having, you know, the background and the certifications and the degree in it, that just made it, you know, even more of this is what we need to be, you know, need to be doing.
So I know you mentioned he graduated 2014. So how long did you guys have this dream, and how long did it take for it to come to reality?
Oh man, we came up with this idea probably about, I want to say about 7-8 years ago. We came up with 7-8 years ago, and once the idea came about, I was into it first, and he was still back here, you know, going to school and stuff, and I was telling him about, yo, this is, you know, this is really what it is. And so once he graduated, and, you know, he did work with the athletic program in Winston, but he came overseas and did some time overseas about, you know, 2 years too, and he was able to witness, you know, the rawness and putting that raw stuff in your body, started eating clean, and he seen the transformation that he had in his body. So that was just right down his, you know, right down his alley. Whether he knew it or not, it was right down his alley. Yeah.
So what all, like, did you face any obstacles turning this into reality?
Obstacles, the most obstacles we had, finding the building, it wasn't really too hard once we got a broker, because we was out, you know, doing it ourselves. Because like I said, we came up with the idea 6-7 years ago. This was even before like juice bars and clean juice or anybody was, you know, thinking about coming around or being, you know, established, because they was already over there. But the biggest difficulty we had was, I think, dealing with Mecklenburg. We got to run around a lot. You know, they gave us to run around a lot. You know, it was a lot of stuff that they were telling us, and then we'd come back and do this and then be different, and then stuff that they didn't tell us that they should have told us. But, you know, all in all, it wasn't nothing that was going to make us, you know, quit and stop something that we was very passionate about and we knew that we was going to, you know, that we would really want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can never let I don't think nobody can crush a lifelong dream but yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, you know, they might, and, you know, can only be contained, but, you know, shouldn't let nobody stop you.
Right.
You know, not even yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, so but that was the biggest obstacle, dealing with Mecklenburg, you know, and, you know, going out at first looking for buildings and stuff, because, you know, it was just me and this other guy going around looking for buildings. And I guess, you know, far as in like the broker and the real estate language, you know, you have to be able to talk that language when you're going into, you know, into stuff like that. And so if not, they would, you know, pick on you or tell you something or throw something outrageous to you, hoping that you're going to, you know, fall for it and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. once I got hooked up with a broker, finding a place, you know, that turned real easy.
And what is a typical day for you
as
here,
here working?
Mm-hmm.
Typical day is coming in, you know, making sure the place is ready and prep, especially early in the morning, because, you know, now we're getting that morning crowd for the breakfast, the early birds that want, you know, like a juice, a smoothie, or a bowl or something that comes in. So a typical day is me coming in, making sure stuff is prepped and ready to go. I have enough, you know, produce and product that's going to get me through the day, and making sure that, you know, I'm ready for when the customers come in, you know, making sure I'm ready to, you know, indulge and get a little conversation going with the customers. That's the main thing, you know, making sure I get, you know, we get a rapport with the customers in the community, because that's really, you know, what it's about, you know, making sure, you know, the customer service and everybody feeling, you know, at home and welcome in here. So, you know, typical days is me being ready to make sure everybody, you know, come in with a smile and leave with a smile. You know, that's pretty much it.
And you mentioned everything's organic. So how easy or how difficult was it to find suppliers for that?
It was difficult at first because, you know, we was new to the entrepreneurship and the business world and getting out, trying to find out, you know, who has what and who did what, and that was a tough break. But, you know, I ended up getting up, going downtown and getting up with one of the farmers downtown at the farmers market, and that made it a whole lot more easier to, you know, to deal with and to work once I got out and started meeting people. That was the biggest thing, you know, going out, networking, getting your face out there and letting folks know, you know, who you are and what you're doing and what you're looking for and all that good stuff. So that made it, you know, easier once we got hooked up with, you know, the farmers and the farmers market and stuff like that. So the plan, our plan is to become our own farmers and, you know, producers of our own product, you know, because that's the best way to do it, I think, because, you know, you really don't know what you're getting unless you're doing it yourself. You know, folks will tell you anything.
And eliminate the middleman.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose of, you know, why we created what we created, you know, eliminate the middleman instead of, you know, franchising with somebody and then having to pay them, you know, a certain percentage of what you're in here, you know, working hard for while they're just sitting down just collecting back, and then they want to know everything you're doing and how much you're making this. No, but, you know, for right now, we'll continue to have that middleman form until we become our own producers of our own product and whoever else may want some product, you know.
Yeah. All right, we're almost done. So at the end of the day, what's the ultimate goal that you see for Juicin' or just for your entrepreneurial career?
In end of the day, the ultimate goal for Juicin' is to become, we want to become franchisable, you know. You know, Smoothie King and Clean Juice and all them, they was able to do it, we can do it too. You know, it ain't about, you know, being as big as the next, you know, small business or nothing like that. You know, if you're going, you know, if you're gonna get out here and do it, I feel you have to have, you know, dream big, you know. You know, the bigger the dream, I think the better the destiny it is ahead for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the main thing for, as in the Juicin' brand, is to become franchisable and to become like a one-stop shop. And I mean, farther than a one-stop shop, and I ain't talking about just like as in eating. I'm talking about whole facility, you know, gym-wise, spin classes, and da-da-da, lifestyle. And that's what it is, because that's what we were doing. We just turned our lifestyle into a business. So we wanna, you know, set up a pretty much a whole, like a Juicin' lifestyle facility where you can come in, you know, you can go work out, you can go take a spin class, you can go do some yoga, you can go do some Pilates or whatever it may be. Also, you know, you can get you some good fresh to drink, you know, or whatever it may be too. So that's the, you know, that's the plan. It's the plan, just, you know, turn the Juicin' into a whole lifestyle.
Okay. Well, I will definitely be spreading the word and
thank
also getting my smoothie before I leave.
No, appreciate that.
But the last question I have for you is, what advice would you give to future entrepreneurs?
And just do it. You know, if you believe in yourself, you know, you believe in the dreams, you know, the dreams that you have, you know, just do it. You know, it's all about, you know, having faith and believing in yourself. You know, to me, faith is about jumping out there and not knowing where you're gonna land. because I feel if you never jump out there and try it, you'll never know if you're gonna be successful or not. You know, the saying is true, and if it was easy, everybody could do it. You know, but it could be easy if you want it to be. I mean, it's not nothing easy. There's nothing easy about it, but you know, we also can make it harder on ourselves. You know, so it's just all about believing in yourselves and being passionate about, you know, what you want to do. You know, that's really what it is, being passionate about what you want to do and making sure that, you know, you just believe in you. You got to believe in you first. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. You know, so it's all about believing in you, you know, striving for greatness, you know, staying true to yourself and just always being solid. You know, always being solid and just keep your head up no matter what, you know. There's going to be rough days, you know, just all about dealing with it, you know. Rough days come along with the good days. You never know what a good day is if you don't have any bad days. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad and just keep on keeping on, you know. Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you want to do.
All right. Well, you provided a lot of insight today, and I thank you once again for your time.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you for stopping in on.
And did you want to share your website or social media?
Social media platform is JuicingCLT. Instagram, website, you can go to JuicingCLT.com and you can pull us up. And we'll be on the website. You can also hit us, look us up on Google if you're in the area or looking for juice bars in the area of Charlotte. You can look us up on Google, Juicing, and we'll pop up on the Google too.
I'm excited. All